Hello, everybody, and welcome to Misfit Babble. I am Cece the Lioness, and I am so happy to welcome you guys back to Misfit Babble after a long time of not making any new episodes. And I would like to apologize for that, and at the same time, just have, again, as just like always, we'll just have a conversation, just you, me. And before we get into that, I love to, you know, steer you guys to my Twitter, my TikTok, my Instagram, and of course, thank you so much for supporting me. Go to the link in my bio. It's to my link tree. You can sign up to be in the Misfit Babble community and get personalized updates from me. We have some really good deals on Amazon, the Amazon Echo Dot, the Healing Crystals Pack, and you can earn money with the opportunity for you to earn money with miles. Of course, there are links to this podcast via Podchaser Anchor. Please also check out my Instagram, where I will be posting more stuff, and of course Spotify for you to listen to this podcast wherever you're listening from, and to share it with your friends if you want to invite your friends to listen to this podcast. Also check out my SoundCloud, because I may be coming out with music soon, and you can also check out my other posts that I made before I started this podcast. And again, I look forward to seeing you guys there. And thank you so much for sharing this moment with me. Okay, so I feel like I owe you guys, especially those of you that have been following me for a long time, or some people who've come across my card or my information lately and have looked at my podcast and noticed I haven't posted anything new. And I'll tell you why, okay? This is going to be completely unscripted, completely candid explanation of why I just stopped. And I mean, not just the podcast, but many things. Okay? And I try to have a happy ending at the end of this, my episode. So yeah, I've waited to create this episode because I was in a really dark place in my life. And I couldn't see myself coming up with a happy ending to this episode. It's been taking me, of course, as you guys may or may not know, it's been taking me months and months and months to really figure out what to talk to you guys about, what to tell you guys. And I mean, I want my podcast and my whole brand to be a beacon of hope for people who have feel silenced. I will release another episode about that goes deep, deep, deep down into my darkest moments, and you'll understand why, but I am going to, and no, that one will not have a happy ending. But I want you to be here with me right now in this moment, okay? And we're just going to talk, okay? I'm just going to tell you what happened. So, long story short, I mean, I'm 23. I'm still young. But at the same time, I feel this pressure of society and of life for me to grow up. And it was getting to be a lot. And I found myself in a relationship that ended very, 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 very badly. And all of you who already know the situation of my mental health, this situation only exacerbated my mental health issues, and I went down a very, very, very long and treacherous spiral. And as you can tell, I haven't really been practicing talking that much. I haven't been afraid to open myself up, even to a microphone and people who may or may not know me, but have people that are taking that effort to know me. And by clicking on this podcast, and it's really, really hard at this moment for me to open up. And I feel like I am being, or was, and I am being punished for being an open person about my feelings and everything. Maybe I'm too open. And it was horrible. It still is. I still deal with it every day. But I do have a few good things going on in my life, and I will get on to that later. But I just want to let you know, if you went through something like this, or you are going through something like this, that you're not alone. Please know, please find comfort in my voice. I know what it's like. I won't go into detail of the horrors I went through in silence, because I prefer to keep that privacy. And I respect you guys, and I hope that you guys will respect that. But for those of you who are suffering in silence, just know that, just find comfort in this podcast, find comfort in my voice, some way, somehow, just to know that you're not alone. You don't have to talk, you don't have to open up to me. You can just listen and be here with me in this moment, and feel your pain. Don't run away from it. The more you keep trying to brush it off, the worse it's going to get. So feel your pain right now. I invite you into this safe space. And I've tried a lot of things. I went on my very first camping trip where it was extremely physically uncomfortable. During that camping trip, I realized, wow, I'd rather deal with, you know, wearing a hoodie and sweatpants in 90 degree weather with my clothes sticking to me and not being able to sleep at night because I have mosquitoes biting me everywhere to the point that my entire body is burning. It was so uncomfortable, but I would rather go through all of that than deal with my emotional pain. And deal with these moments where I didn't want to live anymore. And I was looking forward to that camping trip just to have some quiet and working and not just having that quiet peace, but there was no quiet peace inside of my mind. I was working. I was putting up a canopy. I was making my own food. I went on one hike. You know, it was all about getting supplies, getting things done. Oh, we overpacked. What are we going to do with all this stuff? Oh, all of our stuff is getting, it was raining. All of our stuff is getting wet. We had to build a canopy in the rain. And I worked my butt off trying to figure out what to do, moving these things around, going back and forth with giant buckets all day. I reached my maximum limit of steps on Sweatcoin, so you know how I've walked a lot. So just all day in sweatpants in 90 degree weather with these giant buckets of water going back and forth from camp, just all day. And I would rather have gone through all of that physical discomfort than to go through, than to have my heart broken again like that, and to face my utter pain. I brought my laptop, of course, and my microphone, hoping I could talk things out with my mic, but you know, hoping that maybe I would have some sort of epiphany and just talk about it, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I was working my butt off the whole time. I could barely even sleep. But it wasn't easy. It still isn't easy. I would just drown myself in music and tears and bad habits. And just all kinds of self-destructive behaviors. So if you really wanted to go dive deep into that darkness I went through, I am going to release another episode that I recorded during that time but did not publish, called The World of Machine Pump Kelly, or Machine Peep Kelly, sorry. It's been months, as I already said. So it's The World of Machine Peep Kelly, and I do hope you guys listen to that one if you're ready to dive into that, because it's not for the faint of heart. It's only for those who are really not afraid to get into the uncensored bullshit insanity that goes on in my mind. But slowly things started to look up in my life. I was applying for jobs like crazy and going to interviews, the few that I got called for, because my resume is horrible. I have no job experience practically and no education to speak of. But by the grace of God, or whatever you believe in, through whatever, again, whatever you believe in, I was able to get an interview for a job. And now I'm one of the highest paid waitresses in the 30-mile radius, which I'm proud of. Even that job had its hardships, you know, even it was really bad. I almost got fired because I got 5 complaints within 2 weeks. Which is really bad, because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. And, you know, of course, you know, my manager was really upset with me and had given me these long pep talks that really made me feel depressed afterwards. But then I realized he was just trying to give me advice to do my job, but also in life, because every bit of advice he ever gave me has always connected back to my life. And I've gotten out of my shell. I've made friends at work. Like, it's almost like we have our own little family system going, like, and I want to go to bartending school, and I have hopes and dreams for my future now. Like, I had them before, but they were just lying dormant underneath all of the pain I was in. Now I have money that I plan to invest in my brand. And again, I'm thanking you as the listener for just being here, whether you paid money to listen to my voice or not. You're here. You know who I am. You know you're experiencing the fact that I am talented at something. And in your way, you are supporting me, whatever way it is. Because I want to buy a van. I want to live on the road with my wonderful, amazing dog, Asi, who's been my constant companion through all of this and has loved me and stayed my side through all of this. As stupid as it sounds, he's not just a dog to me. He's my whole world, and I want to live a full and happy life with him. I mean, you know, I stopped taking him to the dog park, and it's been beneficial for the both of us. There's less germ exposure for him. He's becoming more healthier. You know, being around so many untrained dogs has been bad for his behavior and his demeanor, and he's becoming more obedient and more disciplined. And I mean, I'm getting my exercise. I feel like healthier, and I'm also eating healthier, and it's amazing. It really, really is. And my mom comes along on the hikes, and she's enjoying it too. She has issues of her own, and she's getting through them as well through this exercising. I mean, I've gained the confidence of, again, making new friends at work and even stepping out of my shell and getting the number of somebody I found attractive at a store. And yes, I've been doing some... Meditation has been hard. I haven't been doing a lot of that lately, but I've been doing more affirmations. And I will do a whole episode of this app that talking about this app that I got called I Am and how it's really helping me, and also like about my digital health, because I would literally find myself going back, like consciously opening and unlocking my phone just so I could go back and look at my ex's Instagram, not because I was on Instagram or anything, just because I wanted to look back on it. And I realized it was not healthy. I can't cling to the past like that. I have to do that. So I have been making strides for my digital awareness, you know, for more self-awareness and just my digital health, you know, digital well-being. I don't know what they call it, but because I remember, especially during my teenage years, I was definitely isolating myself a lot and on my phone and on the internet a lot. And I mean, I've been off of it just because I find myself comparing myself to others, or again, just clinging on to the past. And I'm trying to move on from that, and I am making strides to move on from it. And I would love to share that with you in a future episode. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it yet because I haven't recorded it. I'm still writing it down. But again, I want to thank you all for just being here and just for caring. And honestly, I do have a lot of things planned for the future of my brand, for this podcast and my personal brand, so that I can make my dreams a reality and get you guys interested in helping me to make my dreams a reality. Just by listening to me, you are supporting me, and I do appreciate you. And hey, since I have a new job, I'm going to invest money into this brand. So you guys are really going to get the best out of me. You're going to get the best content from me. And I'm going to work my butt off for you guys, to entertain you guys, and just to be the voice for those who feel the way I feel. And those of you who feel isolated and scared, because you're not alone. Yeah, you're weird. Fine. People look at you weird. That's fine. Fine. You don't want to talk to people. That's fine. Just listen to me. I'm your friend. I'll be your friend. You don't want to open up to anybody? That's fine. Just, you're listening to me. You're relating to me. You don't have to tell me that you relate to me. You don't have to tell me about your horrible childhood, your mommy issues, your daddy issues. You don't have to tell me about your money issues or your relationship issues. Just vibe with me. Relate to some of the things I say and just be like, hey, I feel that. Somebody gets me. That's what this whole podcast is about. And especially those of you who feel like you don't fit in anywhere, wherever you go, you just feel like there's something off. Like you don't have anything in common with the people around you, and you just feel like isolating yourself. Well, if you're going to isolate yourself, might as well just chill here. Listen to my podcast. Be here with me. Fuck it. I'm here. I'm your friend. And yes, I am a little out of practice, so this may not be as entertaining as the rest of my podcasts, but the great thing about this job is I get to really practice. I'm sorry about that interruption. I was having a technical difficulty going on. Some ad on Netflix started playing, out of the blue. Fucking weird, right? I don't know. Even young people have problems with technology. If you consider me young, I don't know, but I've been doing good. To going back to everything, I've been doing good with my life. I've thought things out more. And I've really had the time to heal. As much of a cliche as it is, time does heal wounds. It doesn't heal all of them, and it doesn't completely heal all wounds, but at the same time, it does get better with time. The pain kind of fades away. And it's not as potent, and your hope for your life and your hope for your future will come back. You won't always be hopeless. Okay? For those of you who feel hopeless, like I did, even a few weeks ago, there are going to be days where you don't feel so hopeless anymore. And you live for those days. It will get better. Not perfect. Life will not get perfect. Not all of your dreams will come true. But the pain will fade. Because I know if you're thinking the thoughts that I thought a long time ago, those few days ago or those few weeks ago, if you're thinking those dark thoughts, all you're thinking about is just let this pain end. Not that your life is, and yeah, you are probably thinking life is hopeless, but the pain, all you're thinking about in your darkest moments is your pain. How it's just so all-consuming. And I'm here to tell you that it won't consume you forever. There will be an end to it, and you are not alone in feeling that way. That's why I'm here, just talking to you. I'm not a therapist. I'm just somebody who's been through what you've been through. And sometimes that's all you need. That's all you need is just to have a conversation with somebody that's been through what you've been through and feels what you have felt. Someone to relate to. I'm that person. I really am. I will be that person for whoever needs it. That's the reason I created this shitty podcast. Although I do promise better content coming up later. Okay? Right now it's just the most candid episode I can have right now. Just kicking off better things to come. An explanation for why I've been gone. And announcements for better things to come. So again, check out the link tree on my Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Check out the links. Have fun with them. And I'll see you in the next episode.